The start of in-person one-stop early voting in North Carolina is just about 90 days away. Elections officials are scrambling to make sure they have enough volunteers to work the polls despite health risks associated with the coronavirus. Rusty Jacobs reports.
Ann Mobies signed up to work the polls for the first time in the March 3rd primaries. The 62-year-old retired attorney in Buncombe County served as a precinct judge.
I just was so jazzed about it. I didn't expect to really like it and find it as rewarding as I did.
But then the coronavirus pandemic hit the U.S., and she decided that at her age, with a predisposition to clotting, she could not sign up again for last month's 11th Congressional District primary runoff. And it's highly unlikely she'll volunteer this fall.
I would say that it would take a vaccine before I would be comfortable doing it. And even then, I'm not sure.
Health concerns like these contributed to poll worker shortages and hours-long waits for voters in Wisconsin's April primaries. In Milwaukee, the number of polling sites on Election Day went from 180 to just 5 because there weren't enough volunteers to staff them. This is why elections officials, lawmakers, and other policymakers are intensifying recruiting efforts and increasing incentives for the thousands of poll workers needed at 2,700 precincts across North Carolina on Election Day and at one-stop sites for early voting. Gary Sims is the elections director in Wake County, where the school system has made Election Day a teacher workday, freeing up students who might be able to help out at the polls.
Just trying to get maybe a younger crowd involved.
Elections assistants may be as young as 17. Many of the jobs at polling places this year will entail handing out face masks to voters, sanitizing voting booths after each use, and keeping voters safely and socially distanced. And getting younger volunteers is crucial since the average age of poll workers in North Carolina is upwards of 60. Damon Sercosta chairs the State Board of Elections.
That's a population that's particularly concerned about coronavirus and one of the vulnerable populations, according to the CDC.
Addison Gray is a 30-year-old school nurse in Wake County. She signed up to work the polls this fall after seeing a public service announcement on social media.
And it pays like up to $200 a day, and I was like, oh, that's kind of enticing.
Recently enacted state legislation provides additional hazard pay for poll workers and funding to help counties acquire enough personal protective equipment. The legislation also allows unemployed people to continue receiving benefits while collecting a stipend as a poll worker. But Gray says for her, volunteering is not about the money. She was motivated by the calls for social and racial justice in the aftermath of the killing of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer.
I felt like I needed to be a better citizen with all the unrest that's going on. I wanted to do something, but I didn't know what I should do.
Wake County, with more than 200 voting precincts, has a large and growing population, which eases concerns about recruiting enough poll workers. But in small, rural Clay County, Elections Director Rebecca Hall says with an older population, she's concerned fears of getting sick could make recruiting pretty hard, as she saw with last month's runoff in the GOP primary for Congress.
We actually lost 5 or 6 just for this runoff.
On the eastern side of the state, in Chowan County, 65-year-old June Britt says her doctor advised her not to return as a member of a multi-partisan assistance team this year. The two-person teams go to nursing homes to help residents fill out registration and absentee ballot request forms.
I came down with bronchitis, and now I have asthma.
But Britt says she will work as a chief precinct judge at a polling site, even though her doctor would prefer she didn't. She says she thinks she'll have more control in that setting to distance herself from others.
Being able to vote is a privilege and an honor.
And Britt says helping others to vote is a blessing. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.